boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Not gonna lie, I totally feel like the mom from Mean Girls. Mood. Because we had the electricians back again today because we need to get some outlets in our house. Mm-hmm. When we moved in a year ago, every room only had one outlet. And I know what you're thinking because everybody says the same thing. How is that even up to code? I don't know. And we should have thought that when we bought the house, but we're thinking now and we're paying for the price.
Well, a pretty easy fix. Just a couple dollars. Thousands.
Yeah. A couple dollars. Add some more zeros, Taylor. So they've been over last week and they had to finish this week and they've been working so hard. And last week they were there for like 12 hours. So this week I wanted to make it special. I offered them some snacks, offered them some drinks, not like in Mean Girls where they thought she was offering them booze. Don't worry. I don't want to get them drunk while they're touching electrical things. Okay. But I did offer them, you know, I had root beer and I had Alani's and Neighbor Man drinks Gorilla Mode. I don't really know much about it.
What is that?
Gorilla Mode. I would assume it turns you into like, rah! Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So I told Neighbor Man, I'm like, hey, offered them the energy drinks. And he goes, I don't think they're going to want your Alani's. Okay. I'm going to offer them Gorilla Mode. And I go, dude, I think they're going to like the Alani's. A lot of people do. Mm. He goes, whatever. Well, he never got around to it. So I did. I'm like, hey guys, two big, like jacked dudes. Okay. I'm like, we got some root beers. I got some Alani's. I got, I think they're called Gorilla Mode. They're like, dude, you got Alani's? Mm. We don't mess around with the Alani's. We'd like Alani. Mm. I looked at Neighbor Man and I said, I told you so. These two jack dudes, they want Alani's. How about you go get them? I made Neighbor Man go get the Alani's.
As he should. Because what? They're kind of girly pop in appearance. He thought that they wouldn't want
them.
That's
what I thought.
Who doesn't want a cotton candy explosion?
That's what they
diva
wanted.
Princess in their mouth.
They wanted the cotton candy
I'm
ones.
Saying, I'm, you know what? As they should.
My guys.
And what flavor is the Gorilla Mode? Like tree bark? I'm sure they was easy to turn down. Would you believe me if I said I was solving crime and doing the time this weekend? I wasn't doing the time, but somebody was.
I don't know if I believe you solving murder.
Well, I was.
Maybe you do in the murder.
No, fictional murder. Actually, the book that you got me, Murdoku.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do want an update on this, and a lot of people on our Facebook would like an update on this because they were popping off on the comments asking, what is this? I need the link, things like that.
Okay, so it's called Murdoku, kind of like murder Sudoku, and it's a book you got me for my birthday, and I finally had the chance over the weekend. Yesterday, we were driving all over town between my parents and my boyfriend Curly's parents that I was like, I'm going to take my Murdoku along because, quite honestly, his driving gives me anxiety. I needed something to keep me off my phone, and I'm like, I don't really feel like scrolling anyways. So I started.
So she turns to murder.
Yeah, that's my own issues. So that's if that's like anxiity suppressant, then that's my own
problem. I need you to go to therapy one day and just tell them that a murder solves your anxiety and just see
it's
their
fake,
face.
Okay? No, it's a fake book.
I just need to see what their face looks like. Please take a photo of it.
Well, I know I'm not the only one. There's more of you out there. Don't hide.
Send us a text.
I loved it though. It's so much fun. It's like
murder. I love it. It solves my anxiety.
Well, because it's not like blood and guts. Don't worry. It's like there's clues, and it's like David is in the corner, and Sarah's the only one sitting in a chair, and like I don't know, man. And I'm kind of low key dumb, so the fact that it was Sudoku inspired, I'm like, this is gonna be scary and I'm gonna get frustrated, and I did not give up. In fact, every time I solved it, I had to tell my boyfriend Curly, Cheryl's the murderer, and he's like, sweet babe, I don't care who's Cheryl. I literally don't care. So I enjoyed it.
If this calls you if this helps with your anxiety, and this is just Murdoku,
yeah, and it helps, it makes me feel smart. Murder does.
I would That's a quote.
Yeah.
Murdered makes me feel smart. I would like to know. What would happen if you actually committed murder?
I'm not committing it.
No, I'm just...
I'm scared of blood. Ew. I don't like guts and
stuff.
Don't
get on my nails.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to be near it. Please don't murder me either.
You solved it. I don't think she's ever actually going to commit murder.
I'm glad you're on the same page.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you remember last year? I feel like one of the biggest pop culture moments was the Louvre heist.
Oh my, that was last year.
It was the end of 2025.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was this year.
No, it was the end of last year. Bad news / funny news. We're 3 months into 2026 and there's already been another heist.
Really?
Not at the Louvre. But.
Okay. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
At the Kit Kat fart factory. My brain was trying to process it, and then it just came out as farts.
No, you're exactly right. The Kit Kat
fart factory.
Yes, has been heisted. No, yikes. Nestle, like the chocolate, owns Kit Kat, and they said thieves in Europe stole 12 tons of Kit Kats, aka 413,793 chocolate wafer candy bars were stolen after they left a production site in Italy on their way to Poland. I got to tell you what the representatives from Kit Kat have been saying, though, because it is kind of funny.
I hope that they approve the message.
Whilst we appreciate the criminals' exceptional taste, the fact remains that cargo theft is an escalating issue for businesses of all size. We've always encouraged people to have a break with Kit Kat, but it seems thieves have taken the message too literally and made a break with more than 12 tons of our chocolate. So they're like having a good sense of humor about it, but I can only imagine how much money this is.
Oh, man. Kit Kats are good.
And nobody knows who did this, by the way. The thieves are still at large.
I'd like to say it truly was not me because I do not have a passport.
Well, yeah, where were you this weekend?
I don't have a passport.
I believe this occurred late Friday.
I do not have a passport.
Would that be your candy of choice if you were going to commit a heist of a candy bar?
Currently, yes. But when I get these braces off, if you ever hear one about Snickers, watch out. It is 100% me.
You heard
that on record. Record this now because it is me. It was 100% me.
I hope this plays in court someday. I do.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
When I left you on Friday, I was telling you that this weekend I was going to go and pick up my wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you're listening, you haven't missed much.
Oh, dear.
Still not engaged. Still not. Neighbor man, you listening?
Okay, all right. he has, we're not getting into all this. He has the ring. You just don't have possession of the ring yet.
Just waiting.
Right.
Just waiting. I'll be dead before it comes, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. I do love that the dress came before the ring because you weren't expecting it to show up so fast.
You know what? I didn't even put two and two together until just now.
I didn't either. What a weird story you have.
As the officiant, you will have a fun time.
Yeah, there's plenty of
content.
Yeah, story times here.
But yeah, I was not expecting the wedding to come this quickly.
The dress, not the wedding. You're not having the wedding.
Can you imagine? We also get married before the ring comes too.
That would be kind of concerning.
You'll have also more content.
Right, yes.
No, the wedding dress to come this quickly. I thought I was going to have to wait like 6 months. I literally went shopping in February and it's not even the end of March and... Bada bing, bada boom, it's here.
Yeah.
But I went and picked it up. I had my pickup appointment on Saturday. So I went and picked it up, and I didn't know what to expect. So I'm here to tell you kind of what it was like in case maybe you listening or having the same thing, but also, you know, you, Taylor, for you and your
future. Right. I'll just tuck it away for future years, I suppose.
But I walk in and they're like, okay, are you ready to try it on? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that's what I was going to do. And you know who I had with me? Neighbor man.
Oh, why would you do that? That is your own fault.
What? What do you mean, why would I do that?
You're going to pick up the dress. You don't want him to see the dress. Why did he come? You know what I mean?
Okay, respectfully. Well, he originally was not supposed to come. It was going to be me and his mom. But at the last second, he found out he didn't have to work. And I have anxiety about driving in places I don't really know.
Right.
And so he offered to drive us, which then his mom was like, oh, well, why don't you guys, you lovebirds, have a day?
Nice.
So then she pulled out. So then it was just going to be me and him. And then he walked into the store and they were like, do you want to try on the dress? You ready to not do you want to? They were like, you ready to try on the dress?
Mm.
And I said, you ready to leave the store?
Yeah.
So I tried on the dress. Looks great. I'm excited for the big day. But I didn't try on all the things. Like they were like, do you want to put the veil on? I'm like, no, like keep that thing tucked in there, because once you take that thing out of the box, I don't think I'm going to be able to put it back in. It's like,
not responsibly.
Yeah. It's one of those things that once you take it out, if it's all folding, it's not going to go back in. But I have to tell you the story of poor neighbor man. We get in the car and he goes, great. So the alterations are done too.
Oh dear. Well, to be fair, he did leave before you made the choice at the first appointment. So he probably, He has no idea what's going on.
He goes, so it's all done and set? And I go,
no.
He goes, oh, okay, so we're going to come back to the store and get alterations? I go, we have to go to we have to go to a place to get alterations.
Mm-hmm. A tailor.
Yeah. To a tailor.
A tailor.
And he goes, wait, so we have to pay even more money?
Oh.
And I go, yeah. He goes, this is costing a lot of money.
I like that he's just now realizing that weddings are like a money pit.
Yes, he's just now realizing it.
And by the time you take it to the tailor, he's going to forget that you have to get it altered probably. I need some serious help right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page with your votes to what the theme of the window painting at Downtown Dogs Social Club should be. There's voting, like I said, Z102.9 Facebook page. But if you didn't know, I have a lot of random dream jobs. One of which came from seeing people decorating a business's window with like window paint. I was like, I want to do that. Downtown Dogs Social Club heard that and was like, hey, we got windows. You want to step up to the plate? Come on down. So now, this is where my brain gets indecisive and I don't know what direction to go in. So we've narrowed it down to four final themes. Some from Destiny, some from you, the listeners, some from me. So you can let me know which one is speaking to you the most. One from actually multiple listeners was a poker theme, like dogs playing poker, which I think is really fun. One of your ideas was like a bestie theme. Man's best friend dogs, BFFs, something along those lines. I kind of had the idea of, especially on a day like today, it's maybe false summer, but summer's just around the corner. So do we do something that is summer in theme? It's going to be here before we know it. And then a lot of, between you and the listeners and everything, a lot of people wanted something to do with cocktails.
This is my personal favorite. If I can, anytime we ever did Dump It on Destiny or anything, you got to stray the votes and get it to go one way.
Yeah.
I want to do it this one.
Okay, you want to sway the vote.
I want to sway the vote. The weenie one, because you were thinking about maybe making it
weenie. Yeah, martinis and weenies or different types of brews. I don't know. Something with cocktails. There's definitely some options there.
If I can try to get you to go my way, may I say I love a cocktail and a weenie.
How classy of you.
So I went to a cross-stitching class over the weekend to unplug, part of our Unplug With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Get the details, KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. Plug.
Yes.
I had to. But I went to a cross-stitching class. And yes, I've been doing cross-stitch for like the last year, but I just wanted to go, one, make some friends, but two, I wanted to like freshen up on my skills, make sure I am doing it the right way. Turns out, I actually wasn't. So it was kind of cool. No, wait, what? It was.
I was. I thought you were going to say I actually was.
No, there was a better way for me to do it that was more efficient. The way I was doing it, I was actually like using the string, the floss, more than I should have been.
Oh, so like wasting.
Yes.
Okay.
See, this is why I went. It was so fun. But anyways, while I'm there, everybody put two and two together. They found out that I had been doing cross stitch for like the whole year. So now they're looking at me and they're like, hey, how do I do this next step? Because you know how people are. People get too eager. They want to go to the next step. They don't want to wait, right? We're all impatient. And I love to teach. And it was very clear because I look over at Morgan, one of our part-timers. You hear her weekends on air. And I'd be like, oh, I really want to help you, but I'm also not the teacher.
Mm.
It took, well, sometimes I'd fail. Sometimes I'd teach her. And then there'd be other times where I'd be like, I have to stop because I'm not teaching this class.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be disrespectful, but I also want to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been a teacher. I should have been. I think about this all the time, that I should have been a teacher.
Dude, maybe this is your future. If not now, later in life, here's where I picture you. Nursing home. Okay.
Go on.
Teaching, leading the cross stitch club.
Oh my God.
Dude, I could see you doing that tomorrow because if there's one thing about you, you love the tea. And there's nobody that has more tea than the ladies of a nursing home.
Is there a nursing home listening? I will literally
come teach cross stitch.
Literally be there tomorrow to teach cross stitch. I love tea and I love to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Teen and teach. That's my, we'll work on.
That's under construction still, but I can see it for you.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm actually just upset that I even looked out there because why? Why does it have to be 80 degrees on a Monday? I just looked, the UV's a 5. And all of us have been stuck inside today. It's just criminal.
Can we be retired?
Dude, I'm saying, or something.
Because I know that Neighbor Man's mom, she told me literally yesterday that all she was going to do today was sit out on the back porch and tan. I was like, is that what we do when we're retired?
Dude, my queen, I'm really jealous.
What? When? How much longer? I know the legal age is 59 and a half. That's what I remember when I was working in retirement. I got so much more longer to go.
I know. So I don't know how we do our job outside more or what. Can I go and you stay?
What? Why is it always going to be me?
Well, you got to press the buttons. I'll go out there and...
It's always the old one that has to stay.
You can watch me enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.
That's it.
It's just standing here and it's just the sad. You can listen to this sad programming.
Yeah. All by yourself. Some good old fashioned silence on your end.
This afternoon will be all sad music.
And then you can go out there tomorrow when it's raining.
Okay. Oh,
that's when I'll switch you up.
And you know what? I might vibe with that because you...
I know.
Because I'll just sit out there.
In your feels?
Yes! You know what? I'll let you have it, you know? That's fine. I'll play good music, happy music this out, like the rest of the show. You sit out there, you bake, you look great, be in your bikini. Next tomorrow, let me listen to this. All show.
Mascara running.
Arms of an Angel, Sarah McLachlan. Let me pull from my childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And some might think that's sad, but you know what? I will be having the best day of my life.
I know. I can tell because you are on like a rampage right now.
I feel so good. I'm so excited for
Okay, then we'll do that.
Oh, man. I'm excited.
Hope you bring your rain
Don't even
boots.
Bring me an umbrella. I'm just going to feel that rain. Feel the rain on your skin. Oh, man. I'm excited.
The playlist is coming along.
I'm too poor to go to a steakhouse. I just want to make that clear. I knew it when I walked in the door.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, we were in Dubuque on Saturday to pick up my wedding dress. And one thing led to another. And next thing we knew, we ended up in Galena. It was one of those days where you black out, and next thing you know, you're in another
steakhouse.
You're at a steakhouse in Galena. And we were hungry, so we were doing the shops in Galena, and we looked left, we looked right, and it was like a coffee place, and I think it was like a pub or a pizza joint. And then we saw a steakhouse, and we looked at each other, and we're like, well, our anniversary is coming up.
True.
Let's do it. Let's spoil ourselves. And I knew as soon as we walked in, I can't afford this. Well, I mean, we afforded it. We paid for it. But I'm like, realistically, I don't think we should be doing it.
I don't fit in here.
I don't fit in. Right away when they go, do you have a reservation? I'm like, oh my God. You're supposed to have one? I knew right away. The second thing I knew, I saw that I was like, we're too poor for this, was they had roses at the table.
Oh, wow.
Like
real?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Roses at the table. Not just one little tiny rose. No, no, no. They had roses at the table. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm too poor for this. And then I opened the menu and I saw the prices and I was like, yikes. This is like the mortgage payment. No, it's not. But it felt like that. Okay.
Dude, I get that because I think in my head, I'm like, okay, that steak's probably fabulous, I'm sure. But I'm just thinking of the steak I got at Aldi this weekend.
You know how many Aldi steaks I could get with this one steak? You know,
I'm like, it tastes kind of the same. It doesn't. But
I can tell myself it does, you know? I looked at the price and I was like, yikes. And Neighbor Man had to look at me and he goes, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But then it's names on there that I have never heard. I mean, because Aldi doesn't sell that, you know? They don't sell the things that the Kansas City, I don't know what it was. It was names I've never heard of, okay? And so I had to look at him and I'm like, I only know the sirloin, okay? That's what I get. And they didn't have sirloin on the menu.
Oh.
That must be the poor people kind.
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know the difference between a New York strip and a...
I
have no idea.
And I don't know.
I need you to tell me the fat concentration. That's what I want. Very fatty, not fatty.
I don't even
medium
know what that
fatty
means.
You know, like, I don't really like a fatty piece on steak where it's real rubbery.
Oh, I'd love that piece.
Okay, we are not the same.
But I look it on the menu and I'm like, I don't see a sirloin. That's what I get at Aldi. I don't know any of this at all. And so I had to look at him and I'm like, you're going to have to order for me. Mm. Like, I don't know any of these names at all. So that's what he did. And then they give you like, you know, the bread and the soups and the salads and all these things. And then obviously the steak. But I'm watching people and they're eating rich. They're eating like rich people and they're putting their silverware down nice and soft and they're not putting their elbows on the table and things like that. And I'm like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to put the silverware on the table.
Mm.
Like, I didn't get the proper training.
Yeah.
We eat with plastic at home, okay?
Fair.
I don't even have a steak. I legit don't even have a steak knife at home. Like, this is fancy right here.
You know what? You and me both.
You also don't have a steak knife at home?
I have a steak knife
I almost
either.
Pocketed it.
Oh, that's when you know. My basement is on the brink of becoming a full-on man cave. Oh. I need help.
I imagine lightsabers everywhere.
Well,
I don't know, the jerseys of Vikings dudes.
There you go. That's more on track of what I'm worried
they're
about.
They're not into Star Wars? What the?
No.
Assume every man's into Star Wars, which is probably disrespectful to assume that.
I would say if I had to pick any franchise outside of sports, I would be worried about like Marvel stuff.
Oh, cool. We're getting Iron Man.
Very.
Why'd you say it like that? Iron?
I know it did sound weird, didn't it? Iron Man.
Iron Man. No. Here's my fear. So good news is I scored me a free hand-me-down.
Oh, heck yeah, baby.
My oldest sister is getting rid of her couch and she knows me.
That's what they're good for.
I'll take a freebie because her freebies are always very nice. So I'm taking this couch from her. To replace our couch in the basement, which is destroyed by the cats. Okay, it needed to be replaced, but we bought that couch we have now just when we moved. So it hasn't been in the budge, to be quite honest with you. And not really a worry because we don't hang out down there very much. So when she brought this to my attention, she did let me know that it has recliner seats. And if you
have been with the show. You know, my boyfriend Curly has been adamant about wanting a grandpa recliner.
My guy is finally getting one.
He's living his dream. Okay.
I'm excited for him.
So with that, we were kind of talking about it last night. We were measuring and kind of like, okay, we're going to have to, you know, alter where everything's at. And I guess maybe we should make it feel a little bit more homey down here. We're going to have a nice, actual, comfy couch that isn't torn up and the cats live in. Maybe we need to, like, actually decorate. Because I haven't put in the time, to be honest. There's a couch. There's chairs. That's about it. And my boyfriend Curly is like, oh, can I help decorate? Because they watch football down there. Him and his brother, who live with us. So now I fear it's going to be Boyville. I can't live in a frat house. Here's the thing. May I defend myself before you go off on me?
I'll let the woman cook. Go on.
This is not just like a basement. It is. Everybody sees it. No matter which way you enter the home, whether it's through the front door, you go. It's a short landing of stairs and you see the basement. Or if you come in through the garage door, the first thing you walk into is the basement. So everybody sees it. I can't hide this. It's the first impression of the home.
Does no one go through the front door?
Well, I don't really have guests.
So then how come everybody's seeing it?
Everybody is me. I am everybody.
So if your mom comes over, she sees your basement?
Yeah.
How?
By walking through the door.
But I thought
it's literally right there.
But where's the front door?
In the middle of the basement and upstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's a midsection.
Do you let him decorate his gaming room?
No. kind of. Sort of. It's all of his crap. But there's not, like, stuff hanging on the walls.
With that, I say, we got to let the man.
No.
We got to let the man do it. We have to. No, you got to let the man do it. Now, listen, he's got to have something, Taylor. He's got to have something. Because I want to
know. You
know
what he has? He has me. I'm the best decoration of all.
I am the gold trophy. No, I want to know, though, if you're so against it. You haven't seen my house, surprisingly. You've dropped me off a couple times, but we were always running late because that's us girls in the afternoon, just always running late. You never gotten to go into my house. I want to know, what would you think of the gaming slash craft room in my home, which is all Wile E. Coyote, which is what Neighbor Man's into.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of that home? And don't be like, well, that's your home. I want to know, truly, what would you think of that room?
What do you mean, what I would think of it? Would I allow it in my home?
No. What would you think of it in my home?
If I don't care what you do in your home.
No, what would you think when you walk into it? I want to know.
That he really likes Wile E. Coyote.
You wouldn't be like, ew, gross. Like, that no, doesn't go with the aesthetic.
I wouldn't be with the ew, rest gross. Of the- but if he asked if he could display it in my home, I would say, respectfully, no, you may not.
We have got to catch up. I need to know all the things you did when you unplugged, I'm assuming, this weekend. Mm-hmm. I know you did because you definitely made Pop-Tarts like you said you would do.
That was my big win of the weekend. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
You approved.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. My belly approved. We've been unplugging. We've been trying to spend as much time as we can off of our phones because we've been doom scrolling way too much, especially on TikTok. And we created this chart. So every hour that you spend off of your phone, you get to fill in this circle Z. Next month, it's different. It's going to be this cool new thing that you get to fill in. And if you want the chart before anybody else, you got to become a Zmail subscriber, which you could sign up at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app as well. But we need to catch up because we had lots of things that we wanted to get accomplished over the weekend as we unplugged. So
yeah.
You definitely made Pop-Tarts. That's for sure.
I made Pop-Tarts. Kind of took a little bit of a long time, but it was well worth it. I did do some coloring. I had a little DIY project for those girls' birthday gift that I worked on for a bit of time. And then I was running around at family's houses between my boyfriend Curly's and my parents, who happened to have my niece and nephew. So that was a lot of time off my phone. Yeah. Successful weekend, I'd say.
The Pop-Tarts are phenomenal. Dude. I have a feeling she will be opening a shop someday soon.
Yeah, you can buy them for $1 million.
$1 million.
I did swear a lot while making them.
Never mind. She's never going to sell them because she hated it. I unplugged a lot longer than I wanted to, like 17 hours. I timed it on my phone because it literally started Friday night into all day Saturday. It was shopping in Dubuque, in cross-stitching on the road to... Next thing we know, we were in Galena and shopping. And then Sunday, it was the rock show. yeah, but it was not rock music. It's rocks that you look at. And then both days, even though we were busy, it was also doing house projects and building things.
Mm-hmm.
So my back hurts, my feet hurts, but my phone fully charged all weekend because I was never on it.
Clear. Yeah. Less brain fog.
I know.
Dude, you got to get with it. If you have not been unplugging with those girls, we're about to have a new chart go out this week for the start of April. So get signed up with the Zmail newsletter now at KZIA.com or the free Z1 and 2.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As someone, and I'm talking to you, Destiny.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Who loves a front lawn decoration from inflatables to you went crazy with the Christmas lights this year. You always have a themed wreath. I'm really surprised that you haven't hopped on this yet. And I wonder how long it's going to take for you to do so. Have you landed on Porch Goose TikTok?
Okay, you know what? I've seen like one or two here and there. And the other day I was driving and I saw somebody had their goose wrapped with like a cute little sweater. And I was like, neighbor man, I just saw a goose with a sweater. And he goes, yup, you know, that's a thing. People have had gooses on their porches for many years.
This is news to
me.
And
I'm like, yeah. Having a goose on your porch has been around for years, but decorating it is like a newer trend. I kind of want to do it. And then I'm like, okay, am I going to hate it in like 5 years and then be like, why did I spend $20, $30 on a goose and then I spent all this money accessorizing a goose? Probably. It also doesn't go with my accessories unless, well, wait a minute, I'm thinking about it. I don't know if you know this, but I am my post or my front porch is Post Malone theme. I don't know if you know this. So I guess I could make my goose Post Malone themed.
Yeah, I have fallen on the side of TikTok. I can't figure out where the porch goose it like comes from because I've seen people say it's a Midwest thing. I've seen people say it's a 90s thing that's resurfaced. But it literally is like kind of like those yard flamingos, but it's a goose that sits on your front porch. I've seen people say they got it as a wedding gift. I followed.
I'm sorry. Who's giving a goose as a wedding gift?
Well, because apparently
kind of iconic.
It's kind of a thing, like a first home gag gift, I guess. And then some people get really into it. I found a Facebook page. There is the Porch Goose Club of America where people are posting like, oh my gosh, what's your goose's name?
Dang it. If there's a Facebook group, I have to be a part of it. You know I'm a sucker for Facebook groups.
I just see one that's dressed up as Geese Witherspoon. She's dressed up like the house bunny.
It's a serious
thing. I was on TikTok last night and saw this girl saying that there was an older couple who lived down the street from her who also had a porch goose. And she was dropping deliveries off to them because she had just moved to the area. Of some of her old goose sweaters. And they're doing like outfit exchanges for their porch geese. I low-key want in.
If I got a goose, can I pay you to paint Post Malone's tattoos on it?
Oh, well, or you could probably find stickers. That would probably be more accurate. Like Post Malone's.
That is true. I could do that.
Tattoo stickers.
Yeah. Because now I'm like, I would do it again. Because I think... Again, my porch theme is Post Malone, so I have to stick with it. But if I had a goose themed like Post Malone, I'm down to do it.
I mean,
Goosed Malone.
Post Magoose.
Post
Goose Malone. I don't know. It's not flowing so far.
You don't like it? You don't like it? Why do you not like it?
Because I like Geese Witherspoon better.
That is good, though. That is good. And I love me some Legally Blonde.
Yeah, you're going to have to redecorate your entire front porch then, probably.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Let me just start off by saying I am so, 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 so sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, you should be. Why?
Did you say why?
I'm like, you never apologize. What do you mean?
Our birthday anniversary, what a birthiversary. Oh, I like that actually. Mm-hmm. A birthiversary is tomorrow. 3 years ago, we launched the show right here on Z102.9, Those Girls in the Afternoon. And we started last year kind of celebrating with those like old-fashioned wedding anniversary gifts. So last year, we handmade gifts to each other using cotton. Because that's like your second wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with this bizarre gifting guide, but we did it. It was good.
This year, it's the third. So you're supposed to get something with leather or a more modern item or thing I guess you should use is crystal glass. I was in Dubuque and Galena on Saturday. And I didn't know at the time, the most perfect item for you. And I have an example today, but I didn't get to it, so.
Okay.
It was a keychain. We went to a store, and we didn't even know it existed, in Galena, made of all leather. Everything was leather there. Just
no way.
I know.
And you didn't realize it?
Well, when we walked in, we had no idea that everything was leather. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Something in here is for Taylor. Now, I need you to know. Everything was redonkulously priced because leather.
Leather is expensive.
Is expensive. But keychains weren't that bad. And I had something in the hand for you. I bought myself a keychain, though.
It's a weenie.
It's a little leather weenie dog one. But I had one for you. And it was a cat. Oh, it was a cat. And it was like laying and it looked like it was sleeping.
Aww.
But the reason I didn't get it for you is because it had its paw up on its hand, on its face. And I just kind of felt like it didn't, because the paw was on its face, it didn't really look like a cat.
Oh, okay.
And to me, like, if I'm like, I don't really think it's that cute, I'm gonna feel like you're not gonna think it's that
right.
cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it didn't really look like a cat. Yes, I understand it's a cat, but if I'm questioning it looks like a cat, you're gonna question it looks like a cat. And so I put it back and I'm like, I feel like I could find something better made with leather or with crystal glass. And I regret putting that back.
Really?
Because we went to store after store after store after store, and we never found any more leather or crystal glass. We then went to a rock show yesterday, and I found nothing. Then I put Mr. Neighborman through the ringer because I made him go store to store. You name it. We were there to find something for you because you and I work ridiculous hours, and there's nowhere to go before or after work for me to find you a gift. So I have nothing. But as much as I really wanted to shop local or find you something, I couldn't. I wanted nothing more than to get you something thrifted or something local, and I couldn't. So I hate to admit this out loud, but I had to go to Amazon.
Right.
And I got you something from Amazon.
Okay.
So something is coming.
Okay.
It's just unfortunately, I hate to admit it, from Amazon. But I will tell you, it's sick. I really, really like it. And Neighbor Man loves it so much, he asked me we had to order a second one for ourselves.
Really?
So we are actually getting it as well.
Okay.
So you are getting something. It's not that you're not getting anything. It's just that it's
was your first choice? Dude, I like respectfully like don't care.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
She's like, as long as I get a
present.
I told
you last week that my cheating way was getting you something that's not even real leather. It's faux leather.
You are? Because over here I'm looking for real leather and the Neighbor Man's making me feel bad about faux leather.
No, you ding dong. This is why you should listen to me more. I told you last week I'm cheap. And I got you faux leather.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Now, a lot of people are going to be spring cleaning over the next couple of weeks. And when you do that, get rid of things because people find things icky in your home when they come over this summer for like, you know, 4th of July.
Oh my God. Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Think about what could give them the ick when they come over to your house. 44% of people say this is one of the biggest icks people experience when visiting somebody else's home. What is it?
seriously, thank you for the anxiety. The next time I have a guest over.
You're welcome.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
44%, that's a lot, say this is one of the biggest icks people experience when visiting someone else's home. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Talking about getting the ick. It happens. 44% of people say this is one of the biggest icks people experience when visiting someone else's home. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3820 said a yucky toilet.
I get it. My toilet's gross. I'll admit it. The cats get their hair all over it. And the kitty litter, it's in the bathroom too. And they like to climb on the toilet. And so somehow they get the litter all over it.
Yeah.
Even though it's like nowhere near it. I'm like, how is this happening? But also, toilet water is harsh. And somehow it leaves that like harsh.
The ring around it.
Around it. And that doesn't happen in ours. But sometimes I'll go into other people's. And to me, I know it doesn't mean you don't clean it. But immediately I go, is this clean? I know it doesn't mean that, but that's my first thought. I'm like, oh, it's just harsh water, you know?
Right. Toilet is like first thing. If I know people are coming over, it's like, what are the toilets be looking like? Let's get a little, a little scrub-a-dub going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be giving people the ick with my toilet.
Linda said smelly home. This is the biggest concern I have about mine. I literally want to pay someone just to walk in, like, once a month and tell me if my home smells. Because I have 6 pets.
Right.
So I know that they smell, right? And I know I do. I'll admit it.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Well, you know, sometimes I forget to shower, okay? And so I'd like to know if my home smells. Like, that's my biggest insecurity. Does my home smell?
I always wonder that too, especially since being a cat owner, because the stereotype is that cats are stinky.
I know.
I don't think so.
I know, I don't either.
But I always wonder, what do people smell? I don't know. Or does it smell good? Or does it smell like beef?
I know. When we had the electricians over on Monday, I almost was like, hey, do you think my home smells?
Oh my God.
But I don't want to put them in an awkward situation.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Not to the complete strangers. 1255 said when there's stuff all over the front lawn.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would give me the ick.
It gives myself an ick. If there's stuff all over personal front lawn, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Even if, like, you know, debris from just, like, the wind.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, I can't stand if I look out the window and there's, like, I don't know.
A pop can?
An Amazon box or something. I'm like, oh, my gosh, get that off. We got to go get that. Uh-huh. That makes it look like we're the litterers and we are not litterers.
I know. I don't want people to think we just littered on our front lawn. I'm like, that just came from 3 houses down. Yeah. That wasn't me.
They're the litterers. Put it on their lawn.
44% of people say this is one of the biggest icks people experience when visiting someone else's home. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 6 minutes.
I seriously think that one time you and I need to just go to each other's places and just sniff. Like, just smell each other.
What if it stinks? I don't want you to be the one to tell me, because then you're going to always think of me as stinky.
I thought you would thought that I was going to go through your underwear drawer, which is true. What?
Somehow you managed to make things worse.
Well, I was just curious, like, do you wear thongs? Like boxers, briefs, things like that?
I'm going to walk out of the room now.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
44% of people say this is one of the biggest icks when visiting someone else's home. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
44% of people say the biggest ick when visiting somebody else's home is seeing dead plants.
What?
Yeah, I get an ick when they see your dead plants. Don't come over to my house because you're about to get an ick. I'm trying to have a green thumb. I think I will never have a green thumb. I got one tree plant. I don't know what it is on the stairs. It's dying. The animals keep trying to like dig into it. I don't, it's killing it. We replotted other, replanted into bigger pots, some other ones, and it killed some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are just dying right now. So,
yeah, that's
welcome to Ickville, USA.
That's what's bothering me is that it's an ick. I don't think. Shut up. If you're judging other people's dead plants,
it doesn't mean I can't take care of myself.
Well, no, yeah, it does.
Because I sometimes can't remember to put on deodorant.
It probably does. Yeah, it definitely does.
I sometimes still forget to brush my teeth, so you're right.
There's the ick I was looking for.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.